He's a fucking robot. There's a great line early in this film that I kind of wish they would have explored more, which is, and it's when Henry's talking to Monica, and he's like, if they've given him the ability to love, then they've given him the ability to hate, which is kind of a very terrifying idea and an interesting way. I mean, not that this film needed to go in that direction, but that would have been also an interesting thing to kind of explore because he's the first robot to love, right? He's the first robot to imprint himself on others. But that also means, and you see this throughout the film, right? You see him getting jealous, which is very weird because none of these other robots do that. And that's, I mean, and that moment, right, when he's fighting the other David, that's a very scary moment. Like he's
Yeah, he
willing to
kills the fuck out of
murder.
him. Yeah, like pretty much like immediately after meeting this other copy of him, because he feels him. Yeah, he's because he's just like, what the hell? Like, no, I'm the only David. And as he soon learns, that's not exactly true. He meets Professor Hoppy, right, who is the guy, William Hurt's character. And it turns out all this thing with like the Blue Fairy and the Dr. No thing, it's all kind of concocted by him, because the reason why he did that was because it signifies to him that David does have like dreams and aspirations, which shows him that it worked, like essentially, like the robot. It's what he wanted to do when he created David, was to create, like we discussed, a robot that can love and dream, and David dreams of being a real boy. And he meets William Hurt and stuff like that, and and he essentially says, like, what does he say? Like William Hurt's character, he says, like, what David's like, I'm one of a kind, and like,
Oh, yeah.
William Hurt's like, you're the first of a kind, and
First
it's
of a
like very
kind.
like,
Great line.
yeah, like he, yeah, great, very great line. And it's extremely sad, and you have that scene where right after that, where he's like walking through the office from the
And their
beginning of the movie
horror
too.
scene. Yeah. And there's all of those
Yeah.
Davids hanging on the wall and,
Yeah.
severed
They're
heads and
like on
stuff. It's
hooks.
terrifying. It's a very terrifying scene. You gotta have this Toy Story moment, right, where you see all of the toy Davids, like they're in their packaging, and then on the other side there's
Yeah.
basically the female version. I don't remember what they called her. I feel like it was something with an A.
Darlene.
Oh, Darlene. That's right.
You
David
never
and
see it.
Darlene.
You never see
The
the
female
Darlene
version,
robot, but she
but
exists. Yeah.
I'm sure it's just as creepy. And of
And
course, I mean,
David, he's so upset.
as you would be.
Yeah.
Who wouldn't be?
Yeah. Yeah, he realizes that he's like a product, right? A commodity, less of a person, even though he badly wants to be a person.
He wants to be an orga.
In Orga, yeah, they call people orgas, yeah. Mechas, orgas, yeah. And he's so upset about this that he decides to commit suicide, which is crazy.
Pretty wild. Pretty wild
It's
thing
kind
for
of
an 8-year
ballsy.
old to do.
Yeah.
Fucking falls off the Rockefeller Center and just sinks right into the ocean. I mean, just
Yeah.
straight down.
But he's like saved by a school of fish for some reason, which is a little unexplainable, but whatever, it doesn't matter. Maybe the robot fish.
Yeah, maybe the robot fish. Who knows? The fish thing's a little weird. They like swim around him and they bring him to Jude Law because Jude Law
Yeah.
finds him. And Jude Law pulls him out of the water. He's like, I saved you. We can, do whatever we need to do.
And then you get another. This part of the movie, by the way, just like basically by the time that they enter Rockefeller Center, the rest of the movie is very, very crazy. It's just like very sad. So Jude Law is like taken by the authorities, and like what he's like being magnetized, and he's like, I am, I was, and he's taken away. That's another
Great
great,
line.
unbelievably great, just cinematic conclusion to that character. I am. I was crazy.
But David, using his helicopter slash submarine, another very
Yeah.
cool design,
It's cool.
has been convinced that he has seen the Blue Fairy. Like he still believe, despite everything, still believes in the Blue Fairy. I mean, just to the nth degree. He's like, this thing exists.
Yeah, he still hasn't given up.
And him and Teddy go to the bottom of the ocean to this like Pinocchio land, basically, and all underwater, of course. And you see
It's a Coney Island.
Geppetto, and oh,
Yeah.
is it Coney Island? Is that what it is? Okay.
Yeah, they're in Coney Island, yeah.
Very cool. And he floats around, and of course you see the blue fairy. And for 2,000 years, this boy begs to be a real boy. I mean, talk about dedication.
Yeah, what happens is that like a Ferris wheel falls on him and he's trapped in front of the blue fairy statue. And so he like begs and begs and begs, you know, he's a robot. He doesn't die. And yeah, like you said, very unexpectedly, the movie's like 2,000 years have passed. And you're like, wait, what?
Wait.
No way. This movie's crazy, dude. And you have this whole other section of the movie that is completely like just off the rails. Incredible. Like, It's like the ocean is frozen and everyone is dead and there are all these crazy gone. Looking aliens,
very cool aliens,
and they have these cool ass spaceships.
So as I talked about earlier, I'm reading Stanley Kubrick and Arthur Clarke's creation of 2001: A Space Odyssey, and this movie took years and years to make. Like they spent years dedicating to figuring this out, and it started as a very different film. And of course, there's a novel too that goes with it, which I've read. Which, if you've seen the movie and you don't really understand what's going on, reading the book definitely adds some flavor to it.
I think they're both good
because originally the film was supposed to have like a bunch of narration over it. Which, thank God, they got rid of all of that narration.
Yeah, and all there's some narration in AI, but it's okay. It happens. It happens right
yeah.
now.
Yeah. I don't love it, but it's fine. It's whatever. I understand why they do it. But the thing I was going to say is that the original design for the aliens was actually the aliens that they use in AI. Like that was Stanley Kubrick's, like that's what he wanted to do for 2001.
The ending of AI is very similar to the ending of 2001. Mm-hmm. They feel very similar.
Yeah.
Where it just suddenly like, you're like... Shit is like, you know, intergalactic, you know.
Did not expect that. I mean, I guess it makes sense because they're so far in the future, but still a wild turn, aliens with their fucking
yeah their
cool
crazy
designs
looking.
They're skinny and they're telepathic,
they're
I think.
Yeah,
they're metallic-y.
They're super smart and they're cool as fuck. All they want to know is like they want to learn more about like the people that lived on Earth.
It's pretty cool.
And they get them out. They find and revive David and Teddy. And like David is like, oh my God, the blue fairy statue. And he touches it and it just
crumbles,
turns into a million pieces, which is a great, it looks great.
What an intense moment.
And like, yeah, they touch his head and like, it's clear they like, his memories are still in there. So that like, they all get his memories. He is essentially, as they say in the movie, the last source of information of what like humans were like.
Mm-hmm. Very cool. And you know what? Teddy's there all along. Teddy's still there by his
side.
He's
there too. Yeah. He's still chilling. Yeah. Yep.
And these very kind creatures, these extraterrestrials, want David to live his best life. Like they want David to be happy because they feel like David's, he's helped them out. So they want to help David out. So they recreate the home of Monica and Henry, but it's just David and Teddy. Like there's no one else there. And the lighting's kind of surreal and expressionistic, and it feels very dark and empty.
I got out a detail that I didn't realize that kind of changes the movie a little bit now that I'm looking at the Wikipedia page. It is not really explained.
It.
Apparently, they're not aliens. They're mecha that have evolved into an advanced form, and a group of them called the Specialists have become interested in learning about humanity.
Really?
So maybe they are aliens, but they're, I guess, like super advanced mecha. And it kind of makes sense because earlier in the movie, Jude Law kind of does like that great speech where he's like, the reason why humans hate us so much is because we'll still be here long after they're gone.
Right. And that's like one of the very first lines of the movie, like when they do the opening narration, like before they do the exposition thing, is like there's a time when all of humanity dies and the mechas are the only thing that's left. So I guess that makes sense how they're like, plus I know like Stanley Kubrick, he had this like big idea of being like inorganic material being what aliens are. So are they from another planet, or are they? They're from another planet though, right? Like they're inorganic material, they're mecha. But are they?
It's kind of hard to say, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah. I'm not sure. Cool spaceships, though. Those, like...
Yeah, they got the little cool, yeah. Those are really great, yeah. like you were talking about, they put David in basically into a reconstruction of his home from his memories. He's chilling.